In the Bible, we don't entertain, not here to fight with you.
Power, power,
it's the one.
Power, power,
it's the who.
Power, power,
yeah, yeah. Flex, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power,
it's the one.
Power, power,
it's the who.
Power, power,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Flex, Hispanics,
it's every Saturday morning. You need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crushed out your eyes. We about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like how do we get out this lower state? We let the script prophesy. We bring in the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you precept upon precept. Line upon line, the scripts say we're the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power,
it's the one.
Power, power,
it's the who.
Power, power,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power,
it's the one.
Power, power,
it's the who.
Power, power,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power,
it's the one.
Power, power,
it's the who.
Power, power,
yeah, yeah. Hispanics and natives.
Power, power,
it's the one.
Power, power,
it's the who.
Power, power,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Black Hispanics, Hispanics.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. Most High in Christ bless you all and your houses. Welcome to the Power Hour Sabbath edition. Native, Latin, and Black Lost History and Biblical Topics. I am your host, Captain Aparium.
Soldier Caleb.
Soldier Caleb will be our reader today. Welcome, welcome. Again, I pray y'all have a great Sabbath. Today's show is going to be a continuation of the Power Hour Plus that we presented on this past Wednesday. We actually had very good responses. We had, if I'm not mistaken, over 1,000 views in one day. So evidently, all praises to the Most High God. Hit a nerve with people. Okay. Lord willing, it hit a nerve with mostly our people, which I'm pretty sure it did. Okay. So I'm continuing that. It's a lot to cover. Even after today, we probably still will have more to cover. So Lord willing, the spirit moves me when it's my turn up to teach again, I will continue. And again, that will also depend on the topics that are going on with our people at that time. So welcome, welcome. He had a slideshow that was on. I did it on Wednesday. I wanted to do it today as well because I know we had different viewers on the Sabbath Power Hour than we do on the Wednesday show. And so I wanted to show that slideshow again. That's the atrocities. Those are photos that were actually painted by the author of the book, Bartolomé de las Casas, A Short Account of the Destruction of the Indies. And Bartolomé de las Casas was a friar, was also a slave owner, and was an advocate for slavery. And then all of a sudden, according to what historians say, and again, I had mentioned this on Wednesday, there's a lot of double talk in there. All right, it's all to put our people to sleep. But supposedly he had an attack on morality at some point, and first was like, oh, I don't think it's right to enslave the indigenous, meaning the Northern Kingdom. And as I mentioned on Wednesday, the Southern Kingdom was sprinkled in there. You know, we all go where we go. That's just how Israel rose, all right? And but that it was okay for the what they call the Africans, okay? But again, we also know based on prophecy and history that it wasn't just Southern Kingdom that came from the west coast of Africa or all the parts of Africa to this side of the earth, all right? It was Northern Kingdom because there was a remnant of Northern Kingdom that stayed behind. We know that when we read the book of John, right? When Christ went up to the woman at the well, she was a Samaritan. She was an Ephraimite. Samaria was where the Ephraimites lived, all right? And again, the prophecy would not be fulfilled if the proper tribes did not come to this part of the earth when they came, all right? So I'll leave that at that, because just watch Wednesday's show. I go into more detail on the prophecy on that. So again, like, share, continue to like and share, comment. All right, as y'all know, the algorithms love comments, love engagement, love sharing. That gives us higher rankings in the search engines. So, and that's part of you doing the word and putting your brick in as well. Okay, it doesn't take much. It's not a, that's not a lot, not a hard laborious thing to do, to comment, like, share. It's quick. All right, less than 1 minute, that could be done. All right, so all praises. So I'm going to pick up, continue with the book, Bartolomé de las Casas, A Short Account of the Destruction of the Indies. But before I do that, producer, brother producer, can you please go to the Lost Tribes and Promised Land book? All right. Not sure if y'all could see this. All right, but this is the title of the book. It's the cover of the book. All right, and I just want to, there's many, many great nuggets in here, but I just want to focus on one of them too, because I mentioned this on the Wednesday show. I've mentioned this, you know, multiple times on previous shows. But I want to prove to you that Columbus and the Spaniards, who are Europeans, who are Edomites, all right, so you know the kingdom that think, like I once thought, that we descended from Spaniards, that couldn't be further from the truth. Now, I'm not saying that some of them, some of y'all are not. Some of y'all may be Esau. All right? Give me Romans 8:16 real quick, because we may have some new viewers. Some of y'all may be Esau. Some of y'all may have descended from Spaniards. All right? But listen to what the scripture says here. All right? This is you know, you go from this. I just put the information out there, and I'll leave it up to y'all to discern within your spirit if this scripture holds true to you. I know it holds true to me, so.
Okay. This is the book of Romans, chapter 8, in verse 16. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit.
So the first spirit there, that's talking about the Bible. Everything in the Bible, all right, if once you read this, or once you're taught this, right, because you've been, some of y'all have been reading this Bible left and right, front and back, upside down, all types of ways, all right, even tried to decode the thing yourselves and still have no understanding. Right, but once you're taught the understanding of the Bible, and you understand that this Bible is our history book, meaning the blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, it's our true history, and it clearly, all right, describes that the blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans are the Israelites, are the true Jews. Now, you're not going to see black, Native American, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Jamaican, Haitian. You're not going to see those words in there, because those are bywords. Those are part of the curses, right? That's for another show, all right? But you will see, based on the curses that are mentioned in Deuteronomy 28 and everything from Genesis to Revelation. I always like to say that there's no way in the world that the people of the book, the Israelites and the Jews, ain't blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans. Because, boy, do we act exactly like them. No other nation acts like that. Okay, go ahead.
The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit.
With our spirit. So that's why I said, if you hear this, you read this, you meditate on this, and it sits right, like, you know what? Okay, this brother speaking some truth here. I need to go ahead and look into this some more. Maybe I'm not a Spaniard. I only think I'm a Spaniard because I was told that I got Spaniard blood in me.
That we are the children of God.
That we are the children of God. And that's on you. I put it out there. That's on you. Okay, I know when this truth was brought to me, it made sense right out the gate. I just wanted to know more, a lot more. All right. So all praises to the Most High God on that. All right. So here we go. All right. Lost Tribes and Promised Lands. So I want to read, this is chapter 8, Columbus's Golden World. Notice it doesn't say our Golden World. When you read 2 Esdras 13, this part of the world was given to us, right, called Ozarith. But, of course, Esau likes to claim who the Bible, that's the biblical name for the Caucasian man and woman. All right, they like to, you know, their pomp and their pride, they take over everything. Okay, and that's what the scripture says. All right, it says they name streets after themselves, lands after themselves, rather, and streets. All right, so I'm going to read the second paragraph. It says, we do not know much concerning Columbus's crew of about 90 men aboard the three ships. We all know those three ships, right? We even had songs that had nonsense in elementary school, right? We're called the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. but at least one of them was an Israelite whose presence as such was not merely accidental. All right, so they even saying, the author's even saying, who, by the way, this author is an Edomite, Ronald Sanders, all right, was an Edomite, I think he passed on. It says his presence as such was not merely accidental. So what does that mean? Very simple. Columbus brought a Hebrew that spoke Hebrew, a Hebrew interpreter, among what many. And you know, he just didn't bring one. This is the one that they're focusing on.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, they thought this out through. Right? He came with conquistadors, which means to conquer. All right. So they had a plan. They came for war. They came to conquer. That's what the word conquistador means. Conquistador. To conquistar, to conquer. They had a plan. Scripture says that Esau's thoughts are deep. Right? I'm paraphrasing. It says their thoughts are deep. They had a plan. And the reason why they had a plan is because, especially when you see the like the six-minute mark of the movie, you see it for free on YouTube. Well, maybe it won't be for free anymore after we bring this out again. But it's called 1492, The Conquest of Paradise. And when Columbus is trying to go ahead and get advocates for his journey, to come over here to supposedly find a shorter route to the Indies for spices and all of that stuff, which is nonsense, total nonsense, complete nonsense. Plenty of information out there. You just got to search that disproves that that was the reason why he came here. All right? And the Bible, first and foremost, disproves that.
Right.
Okay. He said that the prophet Ezra was one of his sources to know that there was people living here and that there was land over here. Okay. And you find that in 2 Ezra 13. 38 to 48, right? If I'm not mistaken, we're not gonna get it now. All right. So he knew that the Israelites were here, the 10 tribes predominantly. Okay, the Northern Kingdom, which consists of the Hispanics and the indigenous. All right. So now, read it from the top again. We do not know much concerning Columbus's crew of about 90 men aboard the three ships, but at least one of them was an Israelite, whose presence as such was not merely accidental. So even right there, you got to ask yourself, let's say it was these fake Amalek Jews that are over there. Why would he bring that? Why is that something pronounced that needs to be brought out here? Okay? Let them know.
Hey, Kev. Okay. Kev.
Yeah, producer, just getting a little bit of feedback from the...
Yes, sir. We're having some sound issues. Give me one second.
Okay. But I'm also talking. But never mind. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. Let me know. You want me to wait?
Sir, yeah, I don't want you to keep on going, and it sounds too bad.
Okay. Let me know when I can go. Can they hear me at all? Should I talk? I don't want to hear dead space. I don't want to have dead space on this.
No, I muted the mic. I need to work on it real quick.
Did you let them know that?
Yes.
Okay.
Test, 1, 2, 3. Test, 1, 2, 3.
I hear you.
Captain Parnio, I'm getting with the officer yourself real quick so I can fix this because it was real, real bad audio.
Spirit breaker, boy.
I got to get them pages from you, sir.
Yeah, you could take photos from them while they're in my possession.
Oh, no, that's what I was going to write them down.
Yeah. I got to be careful with these things, man, because, you know, these things are super expensive nowadays, man.
When did you get it? A long time ago?
Put it, I paid like $30 for it. And even that was high because I'm looking at here now, it really went for $13.
I'd pay $60, I think.
Yeah. Of course, I've seen it for thousands.